And KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Thursday. It's the 21st day of March for 2019. Well, in anticipation of the opening of the new Buena Vista Casino, the Ione Police Department is staffing up. The Ione City Council this week approved the hiring of 2 new police officers and the purchase of 2 new police SUVs for the city's police department. The new personnel and equipment come in response to anticipated traffic and service needs generated by the Harrah's Northern California scheduled to open this spring. The 2 new officers would allow the city to increase the number of police in the overnight 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. shift from 1 officer to 2. One of the new police vehicles will be used to replace an older police car, while the second will increase the department's pool for the new officer. The city council has also negotiated a larger share of the public safety mitigation funds provided by the new casino. Under the original intergovernmental agreement negotiated between the Buena Vista Tribe and Amador County some 10 years ago, Ione would have received $100,000 per year to split between the fire and police department. Following negotiations between Ione and the county, Amador County has agreed to provide an additional $200,000 to the Ione Police Department per year. This will cover the cost of the 2 officers, whose total costs include salary and benefits, come in at $175,000 per year. The 2 new vehicles will cost the city a total of $73,000. And in other business, the council approved a cleanup and abatement order from the Regional Water Quality Control Board, ordering the removal of what's termed biosolids from the city's sewer treatment pond. The biosolids were removed when the city lined a number of ponds. This notice is only the latest round of a decade-long exchange between state officials and the city over required changes to the city's sewer system. The new order gives the city until June to complete the removal of the biosolids.
And more details are emerging as to what claimed the life of a Calaveras County employee earlier this week. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office has confirmed Ansel John Bowman was a Public Works road maintenance worker assigned a brushing crew working off Doster Road in a rural area near Moke Hill doing routine brush work and debris cleanup alongside the road. Now, according to the report, Bowman was running a chipper when a large log rolled down the hill and struck him. Calaveras coroner Kevin Raggio confirms Bowman's cause of death as blunt force injuries from the downed tree rollover. Cal Fire, the Sheriff's Office and Division of Occupational Safety and Health, better known as Cal OSHA, is still conducting an investigation working to determine what exactly took place that may have caused the large tree to move. Officials say it appears some of the debris being cleaned up on Monday, part of the Butte fire debris that was impacted by recent storms.
Well, more snow is expected in the Sierra Nevada during the first half of the weekend. Another Pacific frontal system is forecast to move into Northern California on Friday morning, with high elevation snow expected over the Sierras by Friday afternoon. The heaviest snowfall is expected Friday night, with a transition to showers during the day on Saturday. The National Weather Service has issued the winter storm advisory for the Sierras above 3,000 feet, 11 a.m. Friday through 5 p.m. Saturday. Total snow accumulation will range from 4 inches to 1 foot. Be sure to carry tire chains if you're planning mountain travel this weekend. Check the latest road and weather conditions on KVGCradio.com.
And Caltrans signaling extensive damage to a section of 26 will force a longer closure. Back on February 14th, several sections of the highway were closed during the torrential rains that brought trees down on the highway and a total of 12 rock slides. A significant slide near the South Fork of the McCollumy River Bridge caused significant damage, forcing the closure east of Glencoe between Deerdorf and Woodhouse Mine Roads. Now, after further inspection, the destruction was worse than first believed and could keep that section of highway closed for several more weeks that could stretch into months. Now, a total of $2.4 million was budgeted for emergency repair, but the figure will climb as crews work to make the road safe for future travel.
And again, a reminder for you that Amador Arts Thursday night open mic has been put on hold for the time being. Now they are still looking for a new coordinator and MC for this weekly event. So if you love all kinds of artistic expression, whether it be music, visual arts, poetry, storytelling, dance, whatever it may be, and if you like working the crowd as an MC, this is right up your alley. If you're interested in helping Amador Arts, call them 256-8166.
And not sure how to get your garden started? Or just looking for some variety? Should you plant seeds, bulbs, transplants? Maybe try a little layering. Well, prepare your springtime garden by learning the best practices for getting your veggies and landscapes to a successful start by attending Productive Plant Propagation, presented by the Master Gardeners of Amador County this Saturday. Now, basic principles and general techniques of plant propagation, including bulb planting, division, and taking cuttings, will be discussed, demonstrated, and practiced. Bring seeds or cuttings for a plant you wish to start. Now, handouts will be available. The class is free of charge and open to the public and will be held at the GSA building on Airport Road from 9 to noon. And no reservations are required.
Well, that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center. And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Local news brought to us today as a service of Howard's Body Shop and Sutter Amador Hospital. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCradio.com.